beginning principle 13, ascents and descents. So we discussed already this idea in the section of Emunah, when it talked about Emunah, that our descents are given to us from God. So here we have a section expanding on that a little bit more. In this session, maybe we'll read through the whole thing and then discuss it, God willing, next time. So we're on page 39, principle 13, ascents and descents. If our spiritual work in Torah mitzvot is to attain the state of devekut and pure giving, then our ego strongly resists and we experience ups and downs in our spiritual work. If our work in Torah mitzvot is to receive a reward, whether in this world or the world to come, our ego is interested in the reward, so we don't experience ups and downs. Experiencing ascents and descents in our spiritual work is a good sign that we are working on ourselves spiritually. Not experiencing ups and downs is a sign we are not working. We might think that spiritual development is without descents and that we can just ascend to higher and higher spiritual levels. Spiritual development, however, is not like this. We spiritually progress through ascents and descents, like the moon that waxes and wanes. Going through the darkness is how we come to the light. When we are in a state of spiritual descent and feel spiritually uninspired, our work is to believe that this is for our own good. Ascents are given to us from God to help us grow. All our spiritual progress is a result of our descents, because they keep us from being happy with our present spiritual state and inspire us to strive for more. Every descent gives us an opportunity to clarify aspects within ourselves that need fixing, and we can then pray from the depths of our heart for God's help. Although it is hard to appreciate the importance of our descents, during those times we feel in need of God's help and are thereby connected to God. When we feel spiritually elevated, our need for God's help feels less urgent, and this lessens our connection. Descents are given to us to draw us closer. When we can experience a descent as given to us from God's love, then we ascend. This inner work of Emunah, believing that our descents are from God, enables us to attain progressively higher states. Descents are only given to us if we are working on ourselves spiritually and only if we are capable of ascending. Someone came to the seer of Lublin and said that he always experiences a spiritual descent when he's about to pray. The seer of Lublin said, "I experience 400 descents when I'm about to pray." Rabbi Baruch Shalom Ashlag explains, "Someone who has a descent is someone who previously had an ascent. A person who had 400 descents is a person who also had 400 ascents. This can only be with someone truly striving for Dveikut, who is involved in deep introspection to refine even the person's good deeds from any egoism and desire to receive." The Bala Sulam compared our ascents and descents to a nut on a bolt. The nut ascends and descends as it travels along, but does not revolve repeatedly in the same place. With each rotation, the nut progresses towards the head of the bolt. We progress spiritually in a similar way. It seems to us that we keep falling and getting up in the same place, but it is not true. No 2 days are the same, every situation is unique, and every experience fixes something new. The Rebbe of Kost said, "I stand with one leg in the seventh heaven, and one leg in the lowest abyss." This statement describes people involved in spiritual work. When able to transcend the ego's desires and understandings, it is the seventh heaven. When the ego overcomes, it is the lowly abyss. The abyss means falling to the worst punishment of all, not believing in God. During the time of an ascent, it is important to contemplate how we felt and what we were thinking when we were down. This brings us to more fully appreciate our state of ascension. We make use of our descents during our ascensions. This is why we eat bitter herbs on the night of Passover when we are celebrating our freedom. We taste the bitterness specifically in the time of ascension to remember the bitterness and to sweeten it. We are given spiritual descents to help us grow spiritually. So, God willing, we'll discuss next time.